Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en español, oprima 2. For all. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you are calling from a provider's office, agency, or a nursing facility, please press 2. If you need to send application information to us, you can fax that information to 1-888-3. Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling Pennsylvania.
I can't hear.
Yeah, I can't hear you.
This is Shakora. May I ask who I'm speaking with?
Hi, this is Abigail calling from Family First Care, and I'm on the phone with Sean Young, the patient.
Okay. And I'm calling for a, is this in case, or is this to open up a new one?
So she already had a waiver from the county, but it was with another county, and she moved. We wanted to know exactly where she would be holding with applying for the home care services.
Somebody came out to my apartment before I went in the hospital and asked me a whole bunch of questions to assess how many hours I would need. I had 55 a week prior.
Gotcha. And did you update your county transfer with the county assistance office?
Well, I had moved when I got out of the nursing home, and I assume it just transferred over because I never had to reapply and never do anything, and the home health care worker got paid in Montgomery County.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Like, did you contact your local county assistance office like the previous one you were in and let them know that you're switching counties?
No. But like I said, I moved in when I got out of the nursing home. This was over a year ago. And my home health care assistant, she got paid. But everything was through Montgomery County.
So you would have to update that with your the county assistance office, like your previous one.
Okay.
You have to let them know.
I don't think you understand what I'm saying, sir. I never had to do that before. It just was taken care of. I've lived in Montgomery County for over a year. And my home
so is Montgomery, is that the old county or the new county that you're in?
Montgomery County is the new county. The old county is Chester County. But I'm telling you, I lived in Montgomery County. I got my services in Montgomery County. My home health care worker was in this county, and Montgomery County, and she did get paid. So obviously there's something in Montgomery County under my name, my first, or she went and got paid.
Do you have your case ID number?
No, but I can give it my first.
Okay. I'm ready for it.
Let me know when you're ready. Okay. 1-4-4-6-5-4-9-8.
Oops, I can repeat that again. I'm missing a number.
Pardon me?
Can you repeat that again? I'm missing a number.
Yeah. 1-9-4-4-6-5-4-9-8.
All right. And just to protect your privacy, I'm going to verify the rest of the information here with you. Also, when it arrives that we're not able to speak to anyone regarding the case without written or verbal permission to do so. Did you verify your full name for me again?
Sean, S-H-A-W-N, no initial A, last name Young, Y-O-U-N-G.
All right. And we do reach out via phone. We also send correspondence out by mail. Could you verify your phone number or address on the case?
Address is 827 North Lewis Road, apartment 221. Then that's in. You can either say Royersford or Limerick. It's the same zip code, 19468.
All right. And I'm going to place you on a brief hold here so I can take a look into your case. I'll be right back with you.
All right, thanks.
You're welcome.
All right, fingers crossed, fingers crossed.
Thank you for waiting. So I took a look here. I'm looking at the notes at the county assistance office. It looks like they're waiting for bank statements to be submitted to their office. They needed bank statements for all owned accounts from August to the current date.
Yeah, my daughter's working on that. She should have sent that
in. So that's how...
I think they're waiting for
a reinstate your waiver. You have to get that sent in to reinstate your service.
Is that all that's needed for the waiver?
Correct. That's what they have there on the note.
So she already
Hang on one second.
Right now. She doesn't have to do a reassessment?
No. It looks like they're doing they're reinstating the waiver, so it's a different process. They're reinstating it at their office. They're not saying she has to start.
Okay, let me get a pen, and you can tell me where they need it sent to. Hold on one second.
And I would have to give you their phone number, and then you would have to, like, get, like, any alternative ways to send it.
Okay, where do I send it to? Or do I email it? Do I address it?
So I have their phone number. You're going to have to contact them directly if you want, like, an email or a fax for their office. I have their phone number here that they have listed.
Hello?
Did you want to write that down?
Hello?
Yes, did you want to write down their phone number?
Which number is this for? Sorry.
This is the county assistance office for Montgomery.
Okay, yeah, I'll take it as well, either way.
It is 610-270-3500.
And
that's the number you'll call if you have any other questions about the financials that they're requesting.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Was there any other questions I could assist you with, you guys?
I don't think so. Sean, are you still there? Sean? Okay. Fine. I think we're okay.
No problem. All right. Well, thank you both for calling Pennsylvania Independent and Roman Brooklyn. You're welcome. And did you want to do a booster?
No, that's okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.